Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Free money name game!
Oh, the free money name game. Oh. Today is the last day, Kelly.
So sad.
What are we going to do?
Find a contest where I can shoot stuff again.
Oh, don't worry, Jenna. We got something for you on Monday.
We do. Yeah. Something brand spanking new.
We'll announce what we're doing on Monday shortly. Probably in like 20 minutes. But we got to shoot for letters so that somebody could win $1,000 with the free money name game.
Not we. Kelly's got to shoot for letters.
Yeah, Kelly's getting her concealed handgun license.
I'm looking into doing that.
We're letting her.
Get on that, Donna.
We're letting her shoot.
No, not cocked.
Not cocked yet.
And we're getting daring today, too, because Kelly's aim has gotten better, and Nick is trusting enough to stand behind the row of cans with a camera.
I dare you.
Right.
Kid TV.
Each can has a letter beneath it.
Nice.
Wow, first shot,
Kelly. Nailed it.
W.
William.
All the W's are excited.
Oh,
ooh.
Nick.
Oh! Ricochet.
That doesn't count.
Ricochet.
Count.
Yeah.
All right.
For the hit, Nick.
Oh. Boy, you coming.
How you feeling
Nick,
about that?
Nick, you feel like a guy of...
Oh! What is it?
The magician's throwing knives at you.
Is that the one you were aiming at?
Sorta.
C.
WC.
So WC or CW.
CW.
Those are the initials today.
Charlie Wesson.
Okay. Caller 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. If your initials are CW or WC, it's $500 and hopefully $1,000.
And if we didn't call your initials this round, don't worry, we're going to do it again an hour from now.
But the first. Last time we're going to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So we have a new contest to announce, and it's very exciting.
Yes. But while we wait to give away $1,000... let's find out what's going down at the movies this weekend with Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com.
Hello, you guys.
Hello.
So let's talk Interstellar.
Why not? Gray, nothing else to do, Gray. Right. Let's talk Interstellar.
Gray, there's been so many pre-screenings. I've heard this movie's already made nearly $2 million
wow.
in just early screenings, and they've been doing cool stuff with the kind of film they've been showing it on.
Yeah, this movie deserves every penny that it's made, and I encourage everybody to go see it. So I'll say up front, I loved this movie.
Right.
This movie is about an apocalyptic future for Earth, but not the one that you're used to. Like, people are still making it work, right?
Yeah.
It's just so we're in trouble, and a team of scientists has to go into space and collect really important data that's going to save everybody's lives. And Matthew McConaughey is one of those people. So he does the very brave thing of leaving his family and putting himself in a confined space with Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
Who would want to do that? Yeah.
What are the critics giving Interstellar on Rotten Tomatoes right now?
This one's certified fresh at 75%, and the critics are really passionately disagreeing on this one, so I'm actually surprised the rating's that high.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
That's a sign of a good movie, though, I think, right?
That's what I'm saying. I've been waiting a long time for this movie, and I would have been disappointed if we all walked out of it and felt the exact same and didn't talk about it. Like, the fact that I have gotten in several very fiery arguments about this film is exciting.
I can't go see it then.
If I have to be explained to after I come out of a movie, then it wasn't a movie for me. You know, I'm sorry.
Gray, is there a movie out this weekend for the people that don't want to think?
Yeah. Hey, listen, don't you feel bad about your lowbrow. You don't have to go to a faceless surgeon to get that fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. The other movie in theaters for you specifically this weekend is Big Hero 6.
That looks great.
All right.
It is adorable. It's animated. And I can tell you what it's about in 30 seconds, so
there
start timing me.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hero is a genius, and he has a medical robot named Baymax. And Baymax looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man that doesn't want to kill you.
Aww. Okay.
And he and his five friends live in a city called San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And the city's in trouble, so they decide to become superheroes and save the city, but Baymax needs a little bit of reprogramming before he can do that. And that is the movie. You're welcome. Happy lowbrow weekend.
That was 30 seconds on the dot, Greg.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How incredible. God, I'm good.
How's it doing on the tomato meter?
This one is super fresh, you guys. It's 85%. So.
Oh, well done.
Well
exactly.
done.
Exactly. It's a great weekend for movies. And like I said, two screenings of Big Hero 6 fits into one Interstellar. So knowing that, have fun.
There you go.
Nice.
Thank you very much, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Two good movies out this weekend.
I've already pre-purchased my tickets, and my roommate and I have a date tonight.
Oh, that's great.
For Interstellar.
Oh, double date to the movie.
We're going to go see it in 70mm, whatever that means. The film nerds say it's cool.
Well, I'm going to go to a movie tonight. You know, not Derek's birthday's coming up, and we're celebrating it.
Yeah. His name's not Derek, by the way.
Let's just go all out. Let's do something romantic. Maybe, but dinner, we couldn't get a reservation until later.
Yeah.
I said, why don't we go see a movie first? He wants to go see Fury.
Yeah.
Like, I am not going on a date night to see Fury.
It's not.
I get myself
it's his
all
birthday.
Depressed.
I went by myself. It's not depressing. I went by myself and saw Fury. And you
it's not depressing?
No. I mean, it's a war movie. It's a little violent. But
and it's his
not
birthday.
Depressing.
Yeah.
People die.
I want to, like, make out and stuff. I don't want to make out after
it's
Fury.
His birthday.
You can make out after the movie.
He'll love it.
Ugh.
It's his birthday. Let the man do what he wants to do.
Jeez.
He wants to spend it with you.
What do you want to watch?
Fury? I don't know.
Why don't you?
Oh, see, you don't even know what you want to watch.
Well, I don't know what's playing besides Interstellar and Fury.
The letters we were looking for were C, W, or WC.
What we got?
We have a Kathy on the phone, a Kathy with a C. Hey, Kathy.
Only dogs heard that.
All right, Kathy, to give you $500, you need to tell us your last name. It needs to match with the W because you already have the C. What's your last name?
Kathy Works.
W-O-R-K-S. Kathy
that works.
Kathy Works.
Oh. Catherine Works. You just won $500.
Oh, my God.
Wow. She's super
excited. That never happens to me. I know everybody says that. Too many Catherine.
Well, let's make it better for you,
I
Kathy
know, she
Works.
She sounds so excited. I've got hope.
Let's see if Kathy actually does Works. Kathy. Did you go on social media and write free money for Kid Nation so we could double your $500 to
$1,000? Okay, well, I was going to.
But what had happened was.
I am so sorry, I didn't.
You know what? But you're so excited about
$500.
That's okay, Kathy. You do get $500 and 100 bonus points. How about that?
Oh.
Only 100 bonus points out
You should here. Give her 500 to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's Friday.
I'm pretty excited.
It's Friday. You're enthused. 500 bonus points, all right?
That's the whole alliteration thing.
Yeah. Kathy, what are you going to spend that $500 on?
You know what? Probably my kiddos. And, you know, we were doing an angel tree at work, and I want to give a little back, so I'm certainly going to pick one today. And I'm just thrilled and excited. This is just so much fun. And you guys, can I just tell you that I've been listening to your show forever, and I feel like part of the family. You know, my sister and I still talk about how sad we are and how much we miss kids, but you guys are carrying on like troopers.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
We are so happy to listen to your show. I still remember the day that Kelly had her IVF and they told her 20%, and she said, this is your baby.
Do you remember when Al had his IBM?
And I shared the same anniversary with JC, July 8th, and wedding anniversary, so you guys are part of our family.
We're like soulmates.
What other dates do you remember, Kathy?
Yeah, that's so good you remember better.
Yeah, what else do you remember? This is fun.
Well,
Al
had a lot of girlfriends.
You want her to keep going?
You know what, Kathy? He doesn't even remember them all.
Yeah, right?
Dr. Girlfriend! All right, Kathy, will you hold on for us and claim that $500, okay? Congratulations.
You guys are awesome. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Love you, too. Thanks, Kathy.
Nice.
Love you, baby.
We'll be back with more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Great news, everybody.
What?
Trip a Day is back. All right! Yeah. You could win a trip to Universal Orlando Resort, which is home of the world's most jaw-dropping theme parks. And you get to stay in the heart of it all at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Nice.
Starting on Monday, 8:20, 7:20 Central, you could win four things.
Okay.
Admission to Universal Studios Florida, Universal's Islands of Adventure and Wet and Wild Orlando Water Park.
Okay.
Round trip airfare to Orlando, Florida on Southwest Airlines.
Love them.
Our fave.
Thank you, Southwest.
Also, you get tickets to Blue Man Group.
Mm-hmm.
And a 3-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Man.
If that all sounds nice for you, make sure you listen Monday morning, 8:20, 7:20 Central.
Serious trip.
For your chance to win a trip to Orlando. And now, Big Al Mac.
Yo, brother.
You're trying to You're trying to do some service.
I'm trying to do some handyman work, man. You know, I'm probably in Home Depot more than anybody else that lives in an apartment.
Yeah.
But I do miss fixing stuff. And I do get a chance to fix stuff, you know, with rental property every once in a while or something around the bar. But I really like, you know, kind of getting the tools out, power tools or whatever, and fixing stuff.
Because your daddy was a handyman.
He was a handyman. You know, he could fix it all. I remember growing up, Kelly, I don't think I've ever told this on the radio, but my dad would put me in a pot of remover. I mean, it was like a trough, right?
A pot of remover?
Paint remover.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be in this trough. It was probably 5 feet by 5 feet. A big
probably unhealthy.
Trough and like, furniture in there, and he'd give me some remover, and I'd... You don't want to get it on your clothes or on the ground or anything because you'll never get out. And I would start stripping.
Not healthy to inhale.
Probably not.
I would start stripping furniture. That's how I learned, though.
That explains so much now.
And I was sniffing paint remover off my life.
Yeah.
Everything makes sense.
Kids, do not huff.
Yeah, right, right. So, but I miss doing stuff like that, working with my hands. So I've decided to help listeners if they need a little small job done around the house. And I've gotten some emails here at HandymanBigAlMack@gmail.com.
Yeah, and also people registering online at KidNation.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for keeping the email short, Al. That's really...
Sure, absolutely.
So here are a couple examples.
We do. That's how we do.
Yeah.
So tell me if you're qualified for some of these.
Okay.
Suzanne writes, my toilet is leaking from the tank, not the bowl. Is that something you could fix?
Yeah, that probably just needs a hose. Yeah.
All right.
The hose that comes out of the bottom of the tank that goes into the bowl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to pick one eventually.
Yeah. And plumbing.
Yeah. Eileen said that she's not the most brilliant person in the world, and instead of hitting the brakes when parking in the garage, she hit the gas pedal.
Okay, so you mean to fix the car?
No. Ran into the door of the storage closet in the garage. Can you fix that?
Replace the door. Yeah,
I got that. Yeah, that's just a hinge. Yeah, yeah.
Jessa writes, Big Al Mac, can you please fix my roommate? Is there any way that you can make it where she will turn off the lights? Our electricity bill is sky high. She always leaves the lights on. Can you install a timer for her lights?
Oh, can you do electricity?
I've never done that before.
She might be able to do a timer.
She said she'll cook you a nice dinner.
I can buy an alarm clock, but I wouldn't want to tackle that one. I don't want to mess with electricity.
Al, you can look it up on YouTube.
That sounds pretty intense.
Yeah,
Last one. What about this? Kimberly writes, my sister needs a TV stand. The one we built from IKEA has the gangster lean.
Oh, okay.
If you could help her, that would be great. Is that something you could do?
Yeah, I could probably just shim that bad boy up. She probably needs one of those little stopper deals that you put up under the legs to kind of level it out.
Fix it. Just go buy another TV stand.
You got to build something.
I can do that. Yeah, I got to build something. Yeah, I could probably do some of that, but I want to get some more. I'm going to get some more at HandymanBigAlMack@gmail.com. There's a K on the end of Mac. Some people don't know that.
Okay.
And just tell me what you need. Tell me where you live, and I'll get to work.
Well, Al, we want to test your knowledge with the tools you're going to be working with.
Okay. All right.
So Mikey went and got a bunch of different sounds.
Oh, tool sounds.
Yeah, you said you're handy in the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we're going to play some sounds just to prove it.
Okay.
So first off, listen to this. You have to identify this sound.
All right. A hammer.
That sounds like a 22.
It sounds like a 22. It's probably one of those nail guns.
Yeah.
Shannon?
Not a nail gun?
That is a hammer.
Oh,
I said it. You should have gone with your gun.
Yeah, I said it sounded like a hammer.
Everybody else said no, and you were the only one that said hammer.
Okay, second sound.
Oh, for one.
No, I think he got that one. He said hammer first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
Y'all talked him out of it.
Come on. That sounds like a drill, like an impact drill.
I think so.
Shannon?
Or screws up. Yeah.
There we go.
That's correct.
All right. So Al's 2 for 2.
All right.
Doing all right so far. Here we go. It's going to get harder.
Come on.
Oh. There we go.
That is probably the nail gun.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah.
A nail gun sounds like a whip.
Yep.
All right. Next one.
Yep. Oh, it's a saw. Hand saw.
That is correct.
Hand saw. So easy.
They started off easy. Here we go. They're getting a little harder. Here we go.
Oh, table saw.
Al says, table saw, is that correct?
Is that correct?
No.
Play it again.
Oh, crap.
Is it a sander thing? Kind of a grinder thing?
No,
tell me what it is.
It's a circular saw.
It's called a circular saw.
That's a table saw. Okay.
Wrong on a technicality.
Yeah. One, the circular saw, you hold with your hand. And the other one is on a table.
Yeah.
So,
you got that out.
It's a round blade.
This is the man who goes to Home Depot for fun.
Dude, I do.
Next one.
Hit again? A stapler?
It's something that you use.
And something that you use.
In your shop.
Ooh. Is that a lift? Like a
jack or something?
You probably needed to reupholster something.
So easy for
you. Oh, stapler. Okay, stapler.
That's a staple gun?
Staple gun.
Yeah.
Staple gun.
I knew that because that's something I have and I've used before.
Yeah,
on upholstery.
Staple right. gun's legit.
Next, I think it's like, what, two more? Next
two
one?
Two more.
All right, come on. That's a tape measure. That's the tape retracting into the tape measure.
That is correct.
Yeah. That was
so far, I think you're qualified.
Me.
All right, last one.
All right. Oh, socket wrench. Boom!
I mean, it's technically your favorite type of girl.
Celebrate.
Or socket wrench.
Your favorite type of girl.
Your favorite type of girl.
Hooker?
Ratchet.
Oh. What did a hooker become my favorite type of girl?
Your favorite type of girl, Kelly says.
Think of a tool.
You don't
ratchet.
Pay him to come over.
Yeah,
I thought maybe you could hook something.
You don't pay him to come over. You pay him to leave.
Easy.
All right. Well, there you go. Handyman Big Al Mac at gmail.com. Tell me where you live. Tell me what you need to get done. I'm not adding on a room. I'm not going to build a pool. Nothing real big. Something I can do.
How are
myself.
You with reupholstering? Because I have a project I wanted to do.
I've done it, but I'm not real good at it because the corners are where your expertise
right.
comes in.
Uh-huh.
You know, making the folds
so
look really good.
So is that a no
good.
For me?
Yeah.
What if it's just like making a fur chair so you're completely covering it?
I could try it. I don't mind trying it.
You know what? Okay, let's do that. I'll buy the fabric, and then, Al, you can do that.
Right.
What you do one, and I do one, and
all right,
people
we'll see.
Can guess who did
That's
what.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah. I've been reading Matthew Hussey's book, Get the Guy. I've been encouraging our listeners to do the same.
You can start a book club.
And I'm feeling more confident about my abilities of meeting the right one.
Really? You have.
Look what I'm... Okay, is Matthew Hussey on the phone?
Matthew Hussey is on the phone.
Matthew, are you there?
Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Hey, Matthew, you're going to be so proud of me. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to tell you. I didn't get quite to page 80 like you asked me to. But I am up to page 58. 58.
Oh, nice.
You know what? That's all right. That's all right. We shot for the stars. We hit the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Matthew, wouldn't you say, you know, you've learned that maybe it's better to keep expectations low in
especially
a partner?
With me.
No, I don't. No, keep expectations high and not low. I believe in you, Kelly Raspberry.
Well, I believe in you, Matthew Hussey. I think your advice is invaluable. So if you haven't gotten the book, Get the Guy, you need to do that. And if you have a specific question for Matthew and you want to call in, do it now. We only have him for a few minutes, but call us right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. So, Matthew, I'm up to the chapter. It's going to talk about the traits of a desirable woman. I think I can skip that chapter. I'm desirable as, you know, come on.
You should read it.
What more help do I need in that department?
Go ahead and read it.
You can skip that. There you go. You're up to page 80 already.
See, right, the confidence thing. But you say that we need to put ourselves in more situations where men might be. So guess what I'm going to do, Matthew? I am going to get a concealed handgun license, right? So I'm going to go to the gun
get
range.
Get the guy, not shoot the guy.
But yeah, where do you find men? You've got to go places where men will be. You don't see a lot of chicks at the gun range, right, Matthew?
No.
You don't like it?
You're scared.
You don't like it?
I go to the driving range. That's a little different.
Driving range isn't bad. You know what's good? When you go to the gym, do a male-oriented class, not a female-oriented. Like, don't do yoga. Go to a boxing class or something like that. You're always going to meet more men like that.
Oh, wait a minute. Kelly, what he just described there was activity.
I know.
Yeah, and Matthew, the person that broke my heart, I met at the gym and picked him up at the gym, and now it's kind of like that whole...
But see, Matthew's right, because I met my now ex-husband at the gym. So, I mean, that's really a good place.
Matthew, would you agree that whether you use these techniques or not, you have to do them in a way that the guy does not realize that he's being kind of manipulated.
Al has a problem with the idea of a man being manipulated. It rubs him the wrong way, Matthew.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one wants to feel that they're manipulated, just as no woman wants, every woman wants to be swept off her feet, but no woman wants to feel like she got swept off of her feet with some pre-rehearsed line.
Right.
So
right.
I don't think it's not in necessarily what you use. It's in, we call it your level of congruency when you use it. In other words, you have to look like when you use these things, it's part of your makeup. It's not something that you're faking in that moment.
Right.
Well, what I've loved that I really have gotten out of what I've read this week is a lot of, you know, women say, I go to a party and I must intimidate men because no one ever talks to me. And Matthew's saying that's actually true. that men have a real hard time approaching the prettiest girl in the room and the most confident girl in the room. Right, Matthew?
Well, there are two types of women saying they intimidate men. One is there's one type of person that says, I always intimidate men, and her friends reinforce that. So you're just so great that everyone's intimidated by you. And it's not. It's that she does something really crazy that men don't want to be a part of, and she passes it off as men can't handle me. But there's another type of woman who goes out, and I grew up not unpopular, but still never being able to go and talk to the woman that I was really attracted to. That terrified me. And the truth is, barring 10% of guys who have never had a problem with it, most guys are a little intimidated by the woman that they're attracted to. You know, this idea, oh, he doesn't come up to you, that's because he's not into you. No, he's not coming up to you because he's into you. It's easy to talk to the old lady on the street and help her with her shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're not trying to get anything.
Right.
The person that we see that we're really attracted to, that's the person that we sit there and torture ourselves over the right thing to say. Meanwhile, she's gone home.
It's that fear of rejection, man.
So he's teaching you as the woman, like if you're making eye contact with a guy who you just are dying to meet and he just won't come over, he's teaching you how you can flip the situation where you can start a conversation with him and you don't know where it leads. But we need to start taking the control and not just waiting for the man to come, because sometimes they're just too afraid of being embarrassed in front of their friends.
Right.
And guys just relentlessly make fun of them if they get rejected. And I also love this one line that you had, Matthew, when a man makes an offer, just take the friggin' jacket. You know what I'm talking about? When a man,
I'm terrible about that.
Let him do something for you. I mean, the general principle is this. As a woman, don't be easy, but in the first 5 seconds, be easy.
Okay.
Because in those few seconds, you determine whether the guy even meets you or not. Don't play so hard to get that you never even meet him in the first place.
I like
and
that.
And as you say, Kelly, you know, that moment when you let a guy give you his jacket, when you let a guy pick something up for you, that's important to a guy. That's when we feel special, and we're running out of ways to feel special these days, frankly.
Well, that resonated with me, Matthew, because sometimes when a man makes a gesture like that, no, I got it.
I got it.
I got it. No, you don't need that. Just you need to just say yes and accept it and say thank
Matthew,
you and move on.
Matthew, what's the fine line? Because this is a huge problem for me as well. You know, like I have a job and I'm independent and I always thought, oh, this is great. I don't have to rely on anyone. So how do I as a woman walk the fine line between not coming across as this like needy damsel in distress, but also not be that so independent that it's a turnoff?
Hmm. Well, perhaps I can give you a slightly different way of looking at it. I own a business, and the business that I own, I have 25 different people working for me, all doing different jobs in that business.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't delegated in my business, I wouldn't be as successful as I am. And if you look at that for a relationship, this isn't about saying, you do this because I can't and I'm weak and I'm feeble. It's actually about saying, I can be much more powerful, much more successful if I have the ability to delegate and allow other people to do things for me. It's actually a sign of strength to be able to delegate and not have to do everything yourself. So to me, there are three types of women. There is the woman who's the princess who needs everything done for her, and she sucks. The guys don't want to be around her. There's the other type of woman who is so dominant that she doesn't need anything done to her, and she sucks too, because no one wants to be around someone who makes them feel like they're not needed at all at any time. The woman who really understands it, she's the woman who knows that she can do it on her own. She knows that given the chance to fend for herself, she will always be able to. But she also knows that it's a lot of fun to allow someone else to serve you at times.
So when my clock on my microwave right now is flashing 12 and I know very easily how to fix it.
Let him fix it.
If you don't let us do something, we automatically think she's not into me.
Doesn't need me.
She doesn't need me. Why am I wrong?
And by the way, just saying to a guy, like I know that there are many decisions in life where I kind of already think I know what I'm going to do. But I might still say to someone close to me, I'd love your opinion on this. And even just asking for someone's opinion, asking for a man's opinion and say, I really value your opinion. What do you think?
Right.
Even that is something that really makes a guy feel special.
Well, Matthew Hussey, our author of the book, Get the Guy, we have some callers on the line who want to ask you some questions. Erica actually has something in common with Kelly Raspberry. So you're killing two birds.
We're intimidating to men, aren't we, Erica?
Erica, what's your question?
I am one of those girls. I'm not into, like, the violent movies or the guns or knives or a lot of the guy-related interests.
Sports.
I'm kind of more of crafts and classical music and stuff like that. How can I make myself presentable to a guy while not having many of the same interests as a lot of guys do?
Did you hear that, Matthew?
I actually don't think you need to have the same interests as a guy. I think one of the things that men actually appreciate is when there are differences between you and him. What he doesn't want to feel judged for the things that he likes. And he also doesn't want to feel like you'll never get involved, because that's another tough part, is when you're with somebody who won't ever, you know, you want to sit indoors and watch Family Guy one night, or you want to do something, you know, with the guys or whatever. You don't want someone who can never get involved, because now it's always a straight choice between your friends or your girlfriend. And you never want to make it mm-hmm. that way for a guy, because then you'll always get shut out. What you want to do is show your differences, be honest about them, because then he's going to actually respect you for it, for not trying to like everything that he does. But also, you know, 20% of the time, 30% of the time, actually be involved in something that he enjoys and make an effort to just enjoy it with him, even if it's not your thing, because he'll actually appreciate it more than you know. And what he'll say is, even though this woman doesn't like all the things that I like, she's game to get involved sometimes, and that means that there's not some separation between her and the rest of my life.
There you go.
All right, Matthew.
Good luck, Erica.
Good luck, okay?
Awesome.
All right.
Got time for one more. I mean, time with Matthew is just so precious.
Oh, my God.
And it's slipping away.
Oh, this was a good
Everyone
one.
Everyone wants a piece of Matthew.
Wow,
girl. How did you ever have time to write the book, Get the
I
Guy,
know.
Matthew?
All over you.
Hurry up. Yeah. Let's get another call. We don't have a lot of time.
Joe, what went on in your life? You met a guy online, and you finally met him in person. What's wrong?
Well, okay, so I met him online, and I took your advice to go to the next level of communicating on the phone. And, so we really like each other's voice and our sense of humor. We communicate all the time. And then we actually met the other day because we're supposed to go out Saturday, and he wants to come, like, make it a real date and pick me up. And I wanted to meet him in person before I gave him my address, which is, you know, safe, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, since we've met in person, I don't know if I'm reading into it or what, but it's just different. The vibe is different. Like, we're not communicating as much, and I know it's not me. I mean, like, I'm interested in him, you know, and so I was very honest, and I asked him, I'm like, so since we met, you know, are we not, like, feeling each other, you know, physically or what? And he's like, oh, no, I'm busy. He's like, you're great. He's like, I love conversating with you. He's like, you're super nice, you know. He didn't say I was pretty or anything like that. So, like, that kind of, like, made me, like, okay, maybe he's not feeling me, and
What should she do, Matthew?
Yeah, she feels like he's not into it.
It's tough, isn't it? Because guys can be very confusing in the sense that we will, you know, it's not great communication completely. We'll still get in contact. There'll still be weekends where he'll hit you up to do something or where he'll text you. So sometimes it's easier if someone just ignores us altogether. Mm-hmm. But when someone does the in-between, that gets very confusing. The way to look at it is this. One route is to say, just go and meet another guy who's more into you. Go out, create more options, meet more men who are into you, and you won't have to worry about this guy. The other route is to create more desire with this guy. So you're not going to do that by proactively chasing him or introducing doubt or asking questions. Instead, and I'm actually going to give everyone a tip for this week. So when we move on to the tips, this tip this week is going to help you. But sometimes it's just about sending a message that gives him value, gets him excited about you, but doesn't even ask to see him again. Just makes him think, wow, this is a really cool girl that's going to bring a lot to my life. Now, my opinion is be safe, do both. Right? So don't feel the need to go after him and chase him, but still have every communication you have with him. It has to be fun and playful and sexy and confident and certain. At the same time, you should be going out and meeting up guys so that you're not overanalyzing this situation and trying to constantly get closure on it. Mm-hmm. Because trying to get closure will kill you. Right? It will ruin you, and it will make you into an analytical maniac. So don't try and get closure. keep giving him your best and go out and meet other guys in the process.
Yeah, don't put all your eggs in one basket, as cliche as it sounds. Yeah. It's too early.
I would say even cancel that date and just postpone it. Say, you know what, I'm busy.
No, you're missing the point, and it makes so much sense, because what he's saying is guys hate being left with a negative vibe or being like peppered with questions, and I've gone through this. When you're the best version of yourself and you're fun, then they have a good feeling about it.
Joe, go on this date this weekend, and we're going to get your number. We want to know how the date goes on Monday, so take Matthew's advice, do it, and then we want to hear from you on Monday, okay?
Okay, so hang on.
Okay.
Hold on for us.
Well, Matthew, we have just eaten up we've gone way over. I'm sorry. But I know you've got some tips. We're going to save those, hopefully. Can you come back next Friday and join us?
I will absolutely come back next Friday. That's no problem at all. And actually, for something for your listeners right now, this is going to be a little controversial, but I'm going to give it to them anyway.
Go ahead.
And trust that they're going to use it for the right means.
Okay.
I actually just created a new video series. It's a complimentary video series, but it's for anyone. And by the way, for 9 out of 10 women, this shouldn't apply. But for anyone who truly thinks that being back with their ex would be the right thing, and they don't know how to rekindle that relationship, most people shouldn't be back with their ex. But for the 1 in 10 that really believe that it ended for the wrong reasons and they should be back, go and check out this video, because it shows you why it ended. And it also shows you how you can actually create that desire and bring that person back into your life again. So to find that video, go to xbackroadmap.com. And I believe it's going to be on your website as
well. Yeah, we have it up in Kid Nation for you.
Yeah, Matthew. We'll do the link. And everything Matthew's joined us, all the tips he's given us up until now will be on there.
Yeah.
But do that X-Back Roadmap link at our Kid Nation site. And Matthew, we'll have you back next week.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, guys. I love coming on your show. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Jenna.
No, seriously. I woke up this morning and I'm on Matthew's email.
Yeah, I get the emails. Yeah.
And I see why men break up, and it's like 4 a.m. I'm laying in bed. Jenna, how can I get my ex back? So he sends these emails with
video links
that I'm just waiting to get through, because it's not that you want an ex back, but it's so interesting to read the mind of a man.
Yeah, Matthew does. I mean, this is how he makes his living. There are links you can pay for in the video series you can buy, but there's also a lot of free information he gives you too.
This one is great. So go to kidnation.com to get this one especially.
And if you weren't able to get through to talk to Matthew, go ahead and go to our Facebook page and put your questions there. We'll try to get them in next time we have them on.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Do you feel like the whole Ebola thing has died down?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the initial panic. I mean, not everybody's out of the woods with their, self-quarantine phase yet, but that's coming to an end pretty soon.
I think yesterday was actually the 21st day or however long you have to stay quarantined for the last person that had come in contact.
The doctor, the bowling doctor?
But it's not in Liberia and places like that, it's still very much a serious problem.
Yeah.
I know Naomi Campbell's doing some big fundraiser for Ebola. I know yesterday Zuckerberg did a big announcement that through Facebook they're going to start asking for donations.
But everybody
to
freaking
help find
out.
A cure. I think the freak out phase has passed.
And that nurse, the big news now is that nurse that wants to ride her bike around.
Yeah, she was just a jerk.
She was just being a jerk.
I mean, come on, she was just a jerk about it.
She was.
It's like, I don't care.
She was standoffish.
If you know that you're, okay, whatever you know or believe to be true is fine. You have to consider the public, just the
perception.
The perception and
the
how
fear.
You're making people feel.
But one of the nurses that got Ebola was Amber Vinson.
Mm-hmm.
She came under fire because she knew she was in contact with the man that passed away with Ebola, but they told her you could still go about life as long as you don't feel any symptoms.
Right.
And, it was a temperature.
Yeah. And she flew to Ohio on a commercial plane. So she went on the Today Show and set the record straight, because there was a lot of rumors surrounding what she was actually
failing.
Yeah, like
did she call the CDC or why did she do it? Yeah.
So this is Amber Vinson herself on the Today Show.
I was never told that I couldn't travel. And I talked to management in person, and they said that the CDC said it was okay to go. I've read that someone said I felt weird or didn't feel right, but I'm a nurse. I have medical terms I can use to quantify how I was feeling. I felt fine. I felt normal.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Straight from Amber Vinson's mouth.
There you go. Those big medical terms. Fine and no.
She was dumbing it down for us.
Yeah. You know what? I get it, because I have to have my girlfriend do the same thing all the time.
What's the medical term for fine and normal?
Fine. Okie dokie.
Now we can move on. Now that the holy bowl of thing has died down, we can go back to stupid news.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah.
I love stupid news.
I do too.
We've gone to Naples, Florida before.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there.
Had our family vacation there.
Yeah, family vacation there. Well, a guy in Naples, Florida, was arrested the other night.
For?
He called 911, Big Al Mac.
For?
Called 911 three times.
Okay.
Oh, it must have been a real emergency.
Must have been, serious emergency.
Big emergency if you call three times. Nah, homeboy was just trying to get a date with the dispatcher.
Collier County 911. What is the address to your emergency?
It's Al.
27954.
What street?
Do what?
What do you need tonight?
Looking for a date.
Huh?
Looking for a date.
Man, homeboy's high as a kite.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't think I would call 911 looking for a date. That's not something you do.
She's in the handcuffs.
What do you say? Bring the handcuffs.
Bring the handcuffs.
Bring the handcuffs. My man.
That's like Al. Did it? Bring some handcuffs and some Cheetos because I have the munchies.
He probably called that tackle shop. What was the name of that tackle shop you were supposed
to
call, Kelly?
I don't know. I don't know. Kelly, you bought some shirts, didn't you?
Yeah, you bought the shirts from that tackle shop.
It was the premier tackle
shop.
What
happened to those shirts?
Yeah.
I got one. I gave them to. Did I give them to Kid?
I got
I
one.
Remember. Yeah,
I need you to do something for me. I'm sorry. I know we're in the middle of the show.
Oh, what?
Janine's out here. I need Janine to bring the tweezers in. This hair has been bothering me.
You can do it now?
Yeah. What? Can you bring the tweezers in here for me?
Are you serious?
I need Kelly to pull his hair.
Me? Yeah. Why have I got to do it?
I want to do
it. I
can't
see it.
Can I do it? I love grooming other people.
It's been 2 days. I've been
I want to do it.
You know, I want a hair. It's like on my lip right here, and I put my tongue on it. And it's just bothering me. It's been bothering me for like 2 days.
I want to do it. I don't know. I know that's weird.
I tried to pull it yesterday, and I need...
All right. We're going to pull Al's hair.
I know in the middle of the show. I am so sorry.
Kelly, what do you want to do to Al's hair?
I want to lick it.
Okay.
I do not. No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.